This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrne. Most of California might soon be under a coronavirus stay-at-home order. The AP's Ed Donahue has details.
Governor Gavin Newsom says this was expected.
The final surge in this pandemic.
A record number of people are in California hospitals.
Regions where the ICU capacity is falling below 15%. We are now mandating that we are implementing a stay-at-home order for 3 weeks.
Newsom says 4 out of the 5 regions in California could reach that threshold soon. Hair salons, bars, and casinos would close. Retail stores would be at 20% capacity and only takeout at restaurants.
There is light at the end of the tunnel. We are a few months away from truly seeing real progress with the vaccine.
A Republican lawmaker accused Newsom of disrupting daily life without releasing details behind the decisions. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Trump administration says some Americans could be just days away from getting a coronavirus vaccine, but there are fears some people might not want it. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Help is on the way.
Vice President Pence says vaccinations may start within 48 hours of federal regulators approving the drugs, what he calls historically fast progress.
Only in America.
But Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Chief Robert Redfield worries about a culture in America.
This growing concern of what I call vaccine hesitancy.
Some people just don't trust them.
It's really sad as an infectious disease physician to see many people choose to leave vaccination on the shelf.
Former presidents Clinton, Bush, and Obama say they'd be willing to publicly take a coronavirus vaccine to boost confidence. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Find more at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The UN Secretary General said Thursday the damage COVID-19 has done globally will not be undone by a vaccine, and a full recovery will take years, if not decades. Antonio Guterres was speaking to a high-level special session of the General Assembly intended to take stock of the current global response to the illness caused by the coronavirus.
We face the biggest global recession in 8 decades, and these intergenerational impacts are not due to COVID-19 alone. They are the result of long-term fragilities, inequalities, and injustices that have been exposed by the pandemic.
Nearly 80 heads of state and government are addressing the 2-day summit by video, which will also include presentations from scientists, experts, and the head of several UN agencies, including the Director General of the World Health Organization. China's space agency says its Chang 5 spacecraft has lifted off from the moon. AP's Jennifer King reports.
The third Chinese spacecraft to land on the moon and the first to take off from it again. It's the latest in a series of increasingly ambitious missions for Beijing's space program. Researchers said the moon sampling process went smoothly and beyond their expectations. The craft landed on the moon's Sea of Storms on Tuesday, stowing samples in a container after working for about 19 hours on the moon's surface. The Chinese agency says the lander unfurled what they're calling the first freestanding Chinese flag on the moon. The ascent vehicle rendezvous with the return craft that's in lunar orbit. Touchdown is planned for the grasslands of Inner Mongolia in about a week. I'm Jennifer King.
The number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits has dropped but remains high. We get more from AP correspondent Mike Hempen.
The Labor Department says 712,000 workers applied for jobless claims last week. That's down from 787,000 the week before. But another sign that many employers are cutting jobs as the economy remains under stress from the coronavirus. The number of people who are continuing to receive state unemployment benefits dropped from 6.1 million to 5.5 million. That means some of the unemployed have found jobs, but it also indicates that many jobless Americans have used up their benefits. Mike Hemp in Washington.
A split Wisconsin Supreme Court on Thursday refused to hear President Donald Trump's lawsuit, attempting to overturn his loss to Democrat Joe Biden in the battleground state. The court sidestepped a decision on the merits of the claims and instead ruled that the case must first wind its way through lower courts. Judges in multiple battleground states have rejected his claims of fraud or irregularities. You can find more on our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.